Welcome to our dorky podcast. Welcome to our dorky podcast. We hope that you will enjoy your stay and you hear the truth that we're gonna play.
Welcome to the Dorktowns Podcast 32. We opened with I Want Everything by the incredibly cool looking guys from London called The Godfathers. It was their debut single from 1986 and they made a couple of albums and a couple of singles and disappeared just like that. A few weeks back I played Black Knight by Deep Purple and again the other Dorktowns complained about that. They complain about anything that has more than two chords, you know. Anyway, the name Black Knight was stolen from a song by Episode 6. And Roger Glover said in an interview that Ritchie Blackmore played that riff to him in the studio one night. And Glover said, that is gonna be our new single. And Blackmore responded, no way, because that's Summertime by Ricky Nelson.
Summertime, and the living is easy. Fish are jumping and the cotton is high. Your dad is rich and your ma is good looking. So hush, little baby, don't you cry. One of these mornings you're gonna rise up singing. You're gonna spread your wings and take to the sky. But until that morning, you know nothing gonna harm you. Cause your daddy and mommy, they're standing by. Summertime. summer, spread your wings and take to the sky. But until that morning, well, there's nothing gonna harm you with your daddy and mommy there standing by. All summertime now, summertime, well, summertime.
In this world alone, you smiled at me, baby, and I could see my life planned out ahead. You took my hand and it felt so good, and this is what you said. Baby, won't you be my man? Baby!
to her since she was a baby. You keep saying no to her, not even maybe. Why? You say there's a limit there, she can't go past that. She don't believe you, she don't think that's where it's at. Why? You say she can't change that, it's the way you've always done it. She don't care about that, she thinks you've just begun it. It's a dead old world, dumb and unforgiving. I don't know where you live, but you're not living. Why? You keep saying no to her since she was a baby. You keep saying no to her, not even maybe. Why? Why?
one-hit wonder, The Last from Liverpool. The next band is more of a no-hit wonder. A guy I knew taped some stuff for me in the mid-80s and filled the leftover space on the tape with a few singles he recently bought. He didn't write on the inlay what it was, and after a while I didn't see that guy anymore. And so I have spent about 18 years wondering who the hell were playing those songs. And last year I found out it was the Band of Outsiders.
She said, "I'll come home and we will stay."
The Nomads from Sweden with The Way You Touch My Hand from their 1983 EP Where the Wolfbane Blooms. It was the loudest band I ever saw live, by the way. It almost made your ears bleed.
They called him Ernie.
Ernie!
And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West.
Wrote me, if there was a chart of badly chosen band names, The Nobleman would definitely be high up there. The late 60s saw at least 9 different Noblemen, and this recording is from 1967 and it's performed by one of these Noblemen.
An hour ago, you said you'd be back in a short time. But I wouldn't be long enough, and I'm not gonna give you any more time. Now I know the truth, and if I see you once more, I'll turn around and walk out the door. Show you right now that I am strong enough to take it. I'll put the precious to my heart away, and then you turn around and break it. I thought I could trust you, but now I can see you found someone new. You're through with me.
To make you love. Duitserblut, het vaderland getrouw.
On If It Ain't Dutch It Ain't Much, a song by 4PK, or 4PK in English. 4PK is no one other than Peter Koelewijn, the famous Dutch producer, singer, songwriter and the godfather of Dutch rock and roll. He had an enormous hit in 1960 with Kom van dat dak af, which means get your ass off from that roof. And he had a hit with it 4 times in the Netherlands, and it's about the only Dutch rock and roll classic there is. In the mid-60s nobody listened to rock and roll anymore, so Peter gave Nederby the shot. With little success, but I think this song is extremely cool. And by the way, he has a nice website with a very good discography, which is a lot of fun to read. 4PK Down and Out. Our Dorktown's floor filler also wrote me.
Hey, Saint Peter, before you ring your bell.
It's hard to believe that the next song was written by a teenager about 14 years old. Just moved from South Miami to Tuscaloosa, Dave Reynolds recorded the song in 1959 with his newfound friends in the living room of a local audio technician. By this time, Dave had reached the age of 15. The group was still without a name, but after they recorded Crazy Dave, it seemed very appropriate to call themselves the Crazy Teens. The inspiration for Crazy Dave came from Chuck Berry's song called No Money Down, and I'm ashamed to admit that I never heard this Chuck Berry original, but maybe our host WJ will be so kind to play this song on the podcast in the near future. For now, I will leave you with the crazy sound of these Crazy Teens.
Called my baby about 7:45. I asked my baby if she wanted a date. I said I'd meet her at the corner at 9. She gave a sigh, she said, now that's just fine. my baby what she wanted to do. She gave a sigh, she said, now that's up to you. Well, ice cream parlor or the picture show. She gave a sigh, she said, now that's too slow. About the Friday night hop. Well, that would be fine if I knew how to bop. Ha 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 ha. Well, listen here, baby, don't get in such a stew. Friday night, there should be plenty to do. Crazy day.
The playlist for this podcast can be found on www.dorktowns.com.
Yeah.
If you thought they made ska in Jamaica only, you're wrong. In the 60s there was a very cool ska band coming from Mexico. Yes, Mexico. And if you think that's strange, their band name was Toño Quirasco y su Hawaiana. So it's a Hawaiian ska band from Mexico. And if that sounds cheesy to you, well, you're absolutely right.
Oh,
Bad-faced Ernie sent me something else this week. He got a sort of anonymous call on his Dorktown's hotline that seems to be called by Ernie only. Listen to this.
Hey, William, stop playing those crappy Zappa tunes, will ya?
Well, I'm not an idiot, of course, and I know it's you, Ernie. And the odd thing about this is that I found some backward masking hidden in this call. A little hard to understand like me, but when I play it backwards, it sounds like this.
Hi, I'm Ernie and I love the circus.
But seriously, I got an email from Elvis Presley himself. And he wrote to me, you dorks, this is Elvis from Memphis, Tennessee. Why come y'all don't play my shit? Just because most dork thinks I'm dead doesn't mean my music is. Hell, I sold more records than all them Barnhill Billies y'all play. Listen, y'all, if you don't start playing some of my stuff, yada, 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 I'm gonna send Red West over to handle my light work. Love always, Elvis. Well, I can't resist an email from Elvis, so here's Elvis Presley.
Hey, everybody, gather around. Listen to that bongo sound. Grab the first one in your reach. Now we're gonna shake the beach.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Your heart to spin on the outside looking in. Moon ain't gonna last all night. Well, let's work up an appetite.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do the clam, do the clam. We'll grab your barefoot baby by the hand. Turn and tease, hug and squeeze. Dig right in and do.
I had to stop to ask myself, I'll never resist the girls like that. Sister Jane has a little book full of all scraps of useless people. Sings a waste of the time she took, and it gets me mad, which makes us equal.
The Move, a group that featured members like Roy Wood and Jeff Lynne. They never made it in the USA, strangely enough. And our last tune this week is It's Almost Saturday Night by Dave Edmunds. Until next time, bye bye.